Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Brent, the principal players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. All right, this game better stay under the number, man. It's just, it's going on and on and on. It just won't end. And it's 4-2 right now. It's 4-2. It's runners on first and second. There's a pitching change coming up. 4-2 San Diego. Top of the ninth inning pitching change for the Giants. George Kurtz will step up and in and join us in a couple of moments. So the time is now. The series odds have started to move a little bit. There's been a lot of movement in the Milwaukee series, and I was part of that movement. I jumped in, and yeah, the series doesn't start. That's on Sunday. It doesn't start till Sunday night. But remember last night we talked about the series price, and I said it was minus 650. And I specifically remember talking about it because I said I wish I had $6.5 million and I would bet it that the Milwaukee Bucks will beat the Bulls and it'd be the easiest $1 million. If you got $6.5 million, you roll it over, boom. Suddenly you've got, suddenly you'd have $7.5 million in about 10 days. Like, honestly, like even if Giannis got hurt, I think that the Bucks could still find a way to win this series, but let's not get too carried away. Injuries, you know, listen, injuries are always the X factor to all future bets. And remember, man, remember in the bubble and stuff, like Milwaukee fell apart because they did get hurt. Giannis was hurt. There was the protest stuff going on. There was all the social stuff. And they got caught up in it and they fell apart. People don't realize, like, you need a clean ride. You need everything to be going your way. You need positive, like, you know what I'm saying? You need everything going your way at this time of the year. You can't have behind-the-scenes stuff and this and that because that it'll rear its ugly head quickly. And I really sincerely believe it's going to be a problem for the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't think James Harden's happy anywhere. I think, you know where the best spot for James Harden was? Where he was, in Houston. You know what I mean? You like Texas. You like the city. You like the strip clubs, you like taking a million shots, you liked everything, right? And you ended up in Brooklyn and you did not like it. The reports that he didn't like living in New York City were real. Well, if you don't like living in New York City, you're going to like Philadelphia? Seriously. Really. Think about like the logic here. Well, I don't like New York and I don't like playing in Brooklyn with Kevin, but I'm going to love Philadelphia. No, I get the feeling, this me just my personal feeling, and I'm usually right about this stuff, is that Harden is always in a regret mode. Harden strikes me as the type of dude that he's sort of a guy that he loves a girl, and then he tells her he loves her, and he moves in with her, and then he realizes, like, after a weekend that he made a big mistake. And he's been doing this, like, this is his new thing, right? Where, no, you know, if I was only with her, I'd be happy. It's like, well, now you are, bro, and you're not happy again. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be a lot unhappier when the Philadelphia faithful turn their asses on you, which they're about to. The late night anger management class. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. 4-2 San Diego. We're in the top of the ninth inning right now. We're trying to nurse home an under 8.5 in this ball game. We'll keep you caught up to date. A lot of stuff to break down. We'll get into some baseball talk. George Kurtz will join us in a couple of moments. Rick Saratella will join us in level three. We'll talk about the NFL draft. We will be in Las Vegas for the NFL draft. It's going to be off the hook. And Vegas is like full. Listen, man, the NFL draft is like it's like Woodstock, Lollapalooza, and the Monsters of Rock, all like rolled into one. Over the last couple of years, now you drop this thing in Vegas, it's going to be sick. It's going to be stupid sick. Not just the NFL draft is going to be cool, but we'll start to get into some props. And I got to, you know, it's one of those deals where we've talked about this stuff, and I know a lot of you, like, don't listen, and it goes, you're like, oh, I'm not betting the NFL draft now, 6 weeks away and stuff. Well, whatever, man. We got Kenny Pickett. We told you, like, 2-3 weeks ago, take Kenny Pickett. He's going to be the first quarterback taken. Don't buy into all this small hand stuff. Well, we got him at plus 250. Now he's plus 125. So I can't tell you, oh, take him at plus 125. No, the value is now gone. Right? The value is now gone. The one you got to jump in on, and the, you know, the media loved the guy all year, then they buried the dude, and the odds have been going all over the place, is Kayvon Thibodeau. I believe that Kayvon Thibodeau will be a top five pick. But we'll just get into the NBA as well. Big movement in the Milwaukee Bucks series spread price. Last night we were marveling at the short price at minus 650. And it was one of those deals where, listen, nobody wants to lay $650 to win $100. But if you had real money, right, if you had Floyd Mayweather type of money, yeah, it was definitely worth laying $6.5 million to win $1 million. Well, it's now 11 to 1. We told you last night we got to jump on the Milwaukee Bucks at minus 2.5 games in the series at minus 140. Last night it was minus 140, guys. It's minus 184 right now. You know, when you hear about, like, the sharp money and all this, that's, you know, that's the definition of sharp money, early money. It doesn't mean sharp because even the smartest guys can lose. But what it means is, number one, the people that bet this actually have enough money in their bankroll to bet on something that doesn't start for 6 days. And number two, like, people just don't want to have that patience to drop a big play down on a series spread. Yeah, patience is a virtue, and so is winning. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Captain Chuck.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hawk, George Kurtz, East Coast Bias, joins us next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! All right, we're rolling. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Calm before the storm. NBA playoffs set to begin. NBA play-in. We're fired up. We're starting to put together our angles here, our schemes, our get-rich-quick schemes. How do we approach this? So just for the record, I did jump in. I hammered the Milwaukee Bucks, minus 2.5. And we got a tweet from Nick in Chicago, who said he tuned into the show, and he heard how we had zero faith in the Chicago Bulls to beat the Milwaukee Bucks. And he said, everybody in Chicago feels the same way. Figure, like, hey, like, you know, like, Raptor fan flipped out when, like, Shaq said they were going to get swept. Bull fan are all like, yeah, no, you're right, we're done. Like, we're in a lot of trouble. Anybody playing the Milwaukee Bucks would be in a lot of trouble. Let's just be real. All right, speaking of a lot of trouble, this baseball game just will not end. Let's bring in Mr. George Kurtz, Sports Grid Radio and Television Network right now. See if he has any action. Piece of the action. Any action. Man, it just won't end this game. There's a base hit for San Francisco. How you doing, George Kurtz? What's going on?
I'm doing well, Gabe, and you're right, this game won't end. It didn't even start after 10 Eastern time. I started around 9:30, so this is a never-ending game for a 4-2 game also.
Well, are you watching this game? Because I know you look down on everything on the West Coast, George. Like, I figured this San Diego-San Francisco game would be beneath you.
No, I watch pretty much all baseball games, and hard for me to go to bed until the last game is over. And even if I wasn't doing the show, I wouldn't be going to sleep yet. I just can't sleep until the last game is over.
I don't have a good, like, West Coast, East Coast angle to come at you with tonight or anything. There's really nothing. Like, so.
Don't worry, I'm sure I'll give you one.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll find something. I'm on the under 8.5 in this game. And I tell you, there's been a couple of close calls along the way. There's been a lot of great catches in this game, a lot of warning track shots. I imagine the wind in the Bay Area has had something to do with keeping the ball in the park on a couple of occasions, actually, right now. And we're not out of this yet, like, especially with a runner on. And San Francisco are annoying, man. I just sort of realized we're a two-run shot away from getting screwed here. we're a two-run shot away from getting screwed here. All right. Some late night stress. And yeah, I know you enjoyed your night tonight, George. The baseball game earlier. What were you watching? Or the Met Philly game? Oh, no, that's right.
I might have been watching the Yankee game. Might have been.
Yankees Blue Jays.
Go ahead. I know you got something for me here.
No, I was just going to say that it seemed like I've seen this over the past couple of years. And I guess it's the ticket prices. There's a lot of reasons why. I get it. It's a Monday night. It wasn't great weather and stuff, but it's kind of a common occurrence. Like, there's just not that same atmosphere at Yankee Stadium than there used to be. Like, there's a lot of empty seats. You see people look bored. There looks like people that aren't real diehard fans there. Everyone's on their phone. Doesn't have that sort of same intensity. Like, you know, they were only down 3 runs. It felt like they might as well have been 13-0 Kurtz in that ballpark.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly agree with you. I think Yankee fans know that. Listen, Cashman and Steinbrenner can tell you all you want to hear. This is a championship team. It's not. It's just not. It's the same team as last year, other than a couple of changes, right? They said they made these changes. Donaldson kind of fell off because defense. They got better defense now. Problem is, they still can't hit. They'll hit some home runs, but they don't get the clutch hitting. They don't. They never really had the last couple of years. They'll beat up on bad teams. Bad teams, bad pitching, they'll destroy. But good teams, like Manoah tonight, this is a lock that the Blue Jays are going to win. And a lock. I was just surprised the Jays didn't score more runs. Talion actually pitched much better than I expected today for someone who's, you know, so-so coming back off the ankle injury here. But I knew Manoah would shut down the Yankees. Hard-throwing right-handers, Yankees don't do well against. Yeah, if you're looking for runs, you might get that tomorrow. I think it's Kikuchi and Cortez. Are they going to get a truckload of runs tomorrow? Especially if the weather's going to be much warmer here tomorrow, mid-60s during the day. It'll go down at night, but still, it should be a much more conducive game for offense.
4-2 final score. San Diego wins. 4-2 final score. Martinez marvels in debut. All right, 4-2. We cash it. It's nice to win a pick, win in the last pick of the night. It was a light night tonight, Kurtz. So we had 2 games to bet on, and we hit them both. We win with the Angels, and we win with the under here tonight. How did you do tonight?
Well, that's funny. I also only had 2 games. I also had the Angels.
I had more than two games tonight, but just the last 2 games, I bet. I had more than two bets tonight.
I only bet two.
I bet on the Blue Jays like a smart man.
I bet on the Blue Jays as well. Like I said, I thought that was a lock. And just the way the Yankees have played over the weekend, by the way. Yeah, they beat Boston 2-0. Boston's not a good team. Boston and the Yankees are the same team. They really are. And Boston wasn't playing very well either. Yankees didn't impress in that series. Yeah, so like I said, I thought the Yankees would lose tonight. Tomorrow's going to be a much more interesting game for that's going on here. But I love the Jays tonight. I think tomorrow I might go the over and leave the game itself alone. I don't know what the over is offhand. I'm afraid it might end up being 10.5 or something like that with two soft throwing left-handers going. But I want to bet the over there. I didn't have anything on the San Diego-San Fran game. I wasn't feeling it either way here, which I'm glad because if I was probably going on San Fran. So I'm glad I kind of left that one alone. We only had one hockey game tonight. No idea what the NHL is thinking. Let's have one game. They annoy me too.
I'm disappointed you didn't just tune into Game Time Decisions and get some winners. Tonight, Angels on the way out, the under in the last game. And you know what's crazy? I like the Phillies tonight. and I didn't get in on them. And then it started, and suddenly they were down 3-0, and I was going to take them in game, and I was like, ah, whatever, I'll just ignore this. and of course, there's craziness at the end of the game, and only in Philadelphia, George, you got to love the city of anything but brotherly love, that they win the game, but somehow there's a player on the field that is caught, and people read his lips saying, I effing hate this place. As he's getting booed on the field, he owned up to it after. He said, hey, listen, he had 3 errors, right? He had 3 errors tonight. He owned up to it after. He said, hey, it was an emotional moment. He's kind of getting a laugh out of it and stuff. And hey, it'll be funny in Philly. People wanted, they're already saying they're going to make T-shirts and all this type of stuff. But it is no joke. I mean, look, you're week into the season, and players are already breaking here. Doc Rivers, the 76ers coach, under a lot of fire, Kurt. It's like he's arguing with the media, like basically every day. Like they can't say hello to each other without it turning into a confrontation right now. I think it plays against them. I've always said this. And it's the same thing with New York. People talk, oh, you got to play a certain way in New York and all this type of stuff. The negativity with the modern athlete does not work, George. It doesn't work.
No, not in today's game. It does. That was we're talking about Alex Baum, by the way. He was the player on Philadelphia who had some, I guess, throwing issues. So no, on the Mets broadcast, by the way, they were saying he was like Steve Sachs problems. You know, he just couldn't throw the ball. You know, that he's having, it was in his head. Maybe.
Mets broadcast should worry about the Met players.
Hopefully they got enough to worry about.
Exactly. I'd be like, worry about your own players, buddy.
They were on. The Mets won the first 3 games in Washington, and they were ready to destroy Buck Showalter yesterday for how he deployed his bullpen, because he went to the better leagues because he wants to play everybody. Say, my God, it's game 4 of 162. All right, and you're 3-0, and you're ready to throw Buck overboard.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know, so that was a big thing here. Now the bullpen blows it again tonight. Granted, it was the better relievers. Lugo, pretty much disintegrated here. But now Mets fans are going to be feeling, oh, here we go again. Plus they lost another starting pitcher in Taijuan Walker. He only made it 2 innings.
Met fans are the worst. They're like the most negative. They bring the negativity upon the team, and they just embrace it. I don't know if it's just like the, I don't know if people are just fired up or they like to complain or, but I've noticed, George, you know, we're only 4 games in and there's already hostility, like you said. Like the Brewers and Cubs are already plunking each other and like there's fights already and bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, you tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Hey, now speak up, George. I can't hear you. You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running things.
George. You say you will, but you won't. You think you win, but you won't. You think I lose, but I don't.
The late night anger match request. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it with George Kurtz. Right now, just talking some baseball. We'll get into some NHL hockey as well. But, you know, George, I remember talking to Frank Robinson. I learned a lot from Frank. Funny stories. It was a great, it was one of the coolest things in my career, hanging around Frank Robinson for 2 years. And he liked me because I don't know why, actually, but like he liked me. But he liked me because, yeah, exactly. We talk about football a lot and stuff. That's why. He'd ask me, who do you like in the NFL this week? And stuff like after everyone would leave, I'd be in his office and he'd start telling me stories about, you know, how he's good friends with Al Davis and he would go to Super Bowls. And listen, we're talking about a guy, the only guy to be the MVP in both leagues, AL and NL. First black manager in baseball history, too. So the guy knew the game. But he was, like, very old school, right? So he was very, very old school minded. But I remember him telling me about guys struggling and stuff. And I said, when does it actually matter? When are you concerned, like, you know, about somebody? And he said, at the end of May.
like 2 months, basically. Right, April and May is sort of like, all right, let's you know, the team can work it out. Let's let them figure it out and stuff. And he goes, once you start to get into June, you kind of are like that whole you are what your record says you are thing. He goes, once you start to get into June, it sort of starts to get real about kind of like, yeah, your slump is, it's not just a slump. You kind of suck. And I was going to say, we're so more accelerated. Remember the old days, George, quarterbacks didn't play in the first year, first 2 years or whatever, right? Now it's like, man, look, oh, Trey Lance, I saw him play a game and a half. He can't cut it. Trey Jordan Love, he sucks, right? Like, we live in such a different era right now. And baseball, it's different, too. Like, especially, like, you know, with the modernization of baseball, social media, people have shorter attention spans. People want success right away. So I think you'll see, like you said, like, forget about the end of May. Like, if teams suck by the end of April, their fan bases will be panicking.
Yeah, we're the microwave society. We're the absolute microwave society. We want everything now. You said we don't wait for quarterbacks anymore. Forget a year or two. It could be 3-4 years where you're behind the starter. Learn the game here. And we never see that anymore.
No, that can't happen now.
The first year? Right, it can't. Yeah, with contracts and all that. It doesn't happen now.
Besides for Daniel Jones, actually. Daniel Jones, old school, actually. They're giving him a shot.
I don't know what he has over these people.
No, but you're right. Even George. I remember, though, even like a GM, they would say, like a GM, you'd hire a GM and a coach, and what would they say? Listen, I got a 5-year plan, right? Like, that used to sort of be the thing. Like, listen, I need 5 years. Give me a 5-year plan. You're like in business world, 5-year plan. I got a 5-year plan to rebuild this thing. Now, bro, it's a 3-year thing type thing. Like, if you're not showing progress after 2 years, like, there's no, you don't get 5 years anymore, George, at anything anymore. It's just the way it is.
But just think, Gabe, at this, you know, we would never have Tom Landry, Chuck Knoll, Don Shula. These guys all would have been canned. Right?
Yeah.
They failed early. We wouldn't have any of these guys. They'd be gone. So you have something you don't know how good you have because you're not giving that guy time to, I guess, learn on the job or figure things out, get his system in place, get the right players in place. You just don't have time. Let's face it. What do you get for a coach who's not successful right away? You get a year. You might get 2-3 at max. You can't get it done 3, you're toast.
Yeah, and listen, if you're really bad, you're not showing progress. I get that, right? I get it. At times, you know what I mean? I think that people do deserve, they deserve more time. But so I'm just saying, we live in, you know, an era right now. Like, the Dodgers are a good example, right? Like, the Dodgers don't have a good week this week. They're already after Bellinger coming into the year. Like, that's another good example. No one ever cared about spring training before. Now all the spring training games are on TV, right? It's sort of like training camp in the NFL. I mean, I remember I used to order a Buffalo Bill newsletter. like that was my training camp update. I had a newsletter that came about like 3 weeks after everything that happened that I'm reading about. Now, you know what I'm saying? You see the practices. You see everything. Everything's on Twitter. Oh, look at this catch. Oh, he threw an interception. And it hurts players. It really does. It does. But as far as baseball is concerned, George, I told you last week when we were on Twitter, you doubted me after saying there was one game was not a sample size in baseball, right? And I agree with you there. I'll cut you a little slack. But now that we played 4 games, George, that's 2.5% of the schedule. I think we have a definitive database now, don't we?
No.
No?
I'm glad you're not a mathematician. It's not a definitive base at all. I think, actually, most mathematicians will tell you the whole season's not enough to tell you. That's why
we are at 2.5. I don't know if you were, was it 2.4, 2.2, but it actually is.
Well, 10% would be 16 games would be 10%, so half of that, yeah. 5 is 8 games, 2.5. You got it right, 4 games, 2.5%.
Yeah, thank you. So you owe me an apology for taking a shot at my math skills.
I wasn't, that was what I was taking a shot at. It was saying that it was, we have a definitive thing here.
Okay.
I have no idea if you were right. But, there was always the thing about, well, when you're playing, this went more for daily fantasy than anything else, playing that, about batters versus pitchers. About how many at-bats of a batter versus a pitcher could you get an accurate read? And most people tell you, even 40-plus at-bats, it's really not, it's still a small sample size. It's just a bigger sample size than 10 at-bats. So it really is here. So it is what it is.
I think 10 is good, though. I think if you're a hitter.
I got to go 20, 25.
No.
At least 20, 25. 10? No, come on.
If you're a hitter and you've seen a guy 10 times, you've had 10 at-bats, you should be able to figure him out.
Maybe. But you can, listen, you could be hot that weekend, right? That weekend you were hot. You know, that's why you know. That's why you're good against Boston, because you had a hot weekend, then you sucked the next couple of weeks. No, I need more than that. Like I said,
but
I
one
need
thing,
more than that before a definitive thing.
One thing that is definitive, and there's no arguing, whether it's early in the season or not, is it's factual as far as units are concerned, right? And I'm a big fan of the stock watch and the market watch, and there are teams that are making money. And was it Colorado? Was it last week? I remember we said we marked it down, and you were going to have to apologize to me for something. And it was Colorado, right?
I remember saying something like that. I have no
idea. Yeah, it was Colorado. I'm pretty sure it was Colorado. I was trying to convince you to bet the Colorado over, and you wouldn't. And I said, all right, but, you know, I want
Colorado
like a
pot. Over wins?
Yeah. Yeah, Colorado Rockies over wins, 68.5.
I still won't take that.
They're already 3-1. I'm already, like,
I don't care.
I'm on my way.
No, that's like the Dodgers are going to be a 500 team. Because
no.
They went to it now.
No, but Colorado beat the Dodgers, so they won 2 or 3 for the Dodgers.
They had a good weekend.
The hardest team they're gonna play. They took 2 or 3. They go on the road, they win. They've won 3 or 4 games. Already I only need to win 66 out of how many more games now? I need to win 66 out of 158. My math is it's getting better. You're going to say, oh, no. You're going to see, Kurtz. Colorado is going to be like whatever. They're going to have a good record all the way through here. You're going to be like, oh, all right, at some point. They're not terrible.
I don't know if that's what we said about, but I don't think anyway. There's no way I'm betting on Colorado. That team will get worse and worse as the season goes on. It's like they do every year. You know, so I'm not.
They're better than the Yankees.
No, they're not. All right. I'm
right now they are.
Colorado,
you are what your record says you are.
Oh, thank you, Bill Parcells.
Well, I'm just saying you are. All right,
yeah,
so put it this way. Okay, let me do
it. All right,
the world I live in, if you bet on every Colorado Rocky game this year, you're up $334 already through 4 games. You're up $334. If you bet every New York Yankee game so far, you're down $75. Who's the better team? No, this is run line. This is money line. This is just money line, straight money line bet. It takes this is not run line. It's not run line.
You're
this
doing
is
very
money
well
line.
If you bet Colorado because they beat the Dodgers, you're getting major plus money each game. But that's not going to hold. It's just not. Although, granted, I imagine.
And their fat profit will hold.
The entire year.
Because
if you did bet the Yankees the entire year and the Rockies in the entire year, you'd probably make money on the Rockies than you would on the Yankees.
Clearly. Yeah, because obviously, if you bet on public teams, you're going to get in trouble quickly. Look like the Dodgers. The Dodgers have played 3 games. You're down $151 right now. Colorado are the most profitable team. Another team that's been the team that's burnt money so far and cost their backers the most, the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee have played 4 games, and if you bet all 4 Brewer games on the money line, you're down $223 right now. How many times were you on the Brew Crew so far to start the season?
Yeah, let's not talk about this.
I'm sure. I know your picks. I can read your mind. I know how you think. So I'm like, you were on them every game so far, I bet.
No. I tend to get off pretty quickly, all right, when things aren't going well. But it's like, I do bet on starting pitchers. I like the good starting pitchers.
That's a mistake, Kurtz.
That did not go well.
I sincerely believe the starting pitcher.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He is overrated.
It's so far, Hable.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe when the pitchers are more whatever, warmed up. It was a rush spring. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Monday Night Meltdown continues. All right, a quick market watch right now. American League Central. White Sox, through three games, they're up $59. Guardians, you're up $2 through four games. You're up $2. All that stress. Kansas City Royals, minus $4 on the season. Detroit Tigers, plus 35. Minnesota, minus 45. So nothing earth-shattering there. Tampa Bay, listen, Tampa Bay always beat Baltimore. All right, so Tampa Bay got smoked today, but they're up $60 on the season. The Toronto Blue Jays are a play-on team, guys. They're the real deal. They won a game tonight, even when they're bats. They got, like, you know, tonight was just a Springer night, right? It could be a different guy on any different night, or it could be all of them at once. They're a really dangerous team. The Blue Jays are going to be a play-on team. The market's going to catch up to them, but so far you're up $114 on the Jays if you bet all four Jays games. This is, of course, money line. Yankees, you're down $75. Boston Red Sox burning money early, minus 175 already. Baltimore down $163 already. Don't overthink things. They suck, even though they beat Milwaukee. I can't lie, Kurtz. I took the Brewers in game today. Pretty frustrating. They were down 2-0. I thought, come on, you guys will come back. They couldn't. Pretty pathetic.
If you would have told me that Baltimore was going to shut out Milwaukee, I mean, a day game in Camden, I mean, come on. I know they moved the fences back 30 feet and they built the wall 100 feet high. They had that stupid triangle in left center field. But, my God, yeah, I would have never seen that coming in a million years. That was one of the day games that didn't go well for me either. I'm done with Milwaukee for a while.
They're probably going to win tomorrow. But, hey, it's a good point that you brought up. They moved the wall back. They moved the fences back in Camden because they
feet?
Suck. Yeah,
they
significantly.
Feet and they built the wall to 8 feet.
It's higher.
They moved it back significantly.
And it's higher. So they, and they, like I said, oh, it's nothing to do with us. We just thought, you know, I was with too many home runs in the park. We wanted to make it more traditional. It's like, yeah, yeah. No, well, you guys suck. And you figure, listen, if we put the fences back, maybe teams won't hit so many home runs against us. I don't mind it. And just for the record, but they've only played one. This is interesting, though. They've only played one home game. But for the record, guys, the Baltimore are 4-0 to the under on the season. I like to catch. You got to catch these trends when they're you know, when they're hot. So far the total trends, nothing really stands out. Minnesota are actually 3-1 to the under. They get the Dodgers up. There should be some runs there. Baltimore 4-0 to the under. So Houston Astros, you're up $217 already. Very profitable. They're 3-1 to the under. The Angels are 4-1 to the under, having a hard time hitting, even though they scored six runs tonight. You're down $209 with the Halos, even with the win. Texas can hit the ball. There, you're down $128. So you got profit here. Oakland of all teams, George, and it's another classic example. Because Oakland, you're going to get a big price daily with the Oakland Athletics all year long, bro. You win one of three games, you're not going to get in trouble betting these guys. You can make money on bad baseball teams.
Yeah, thankfully I did not bet Tampa Bay tonight, only because I didn't know how far Patino would go into the game. He was a first start of the season for this, and he didn't go far at all. About a couple of batters till he got hurt, and then Mazet just got wrecked.
We've got to wean you off the chalk. We've got to wean you off the chalk, like, and start to bet.
I didn't bet Tampa tonight.
I know. I'm just saying you're leaving.
Pitching matchup means something to me, and I wasn't touching that. But that was still disappointing for other reasons related to fantasy. That Patino was just a disaster.
Cubs are up $190.
Cardinals are up $25. Cincinnati Reds are up $122. Pittsburgh Pirates, you're down $5. Milwaukee's been burning money. They're down $223. Phillies are up $79. Mets up $15. Washington up $29. The Atlanta Braves are down $187 already. Miami, you're down $69. San Diego, you're plus $104. Colorado, the most profitable team in baseball, plus $334. San Francisco, plus $65. Dodgers have put a little hole in Dodger fans' pocket, down $151. And then Arizona, you're down $177 so far. So let's take a look at the overnight numbers here and see if Kurtz, we'll see if we can find a dog that you like here, Kurtz. All right, so Boston's at Hill, at Alexander, and Detroit. Detroit Tigers are home dog. Home dog, Tigers.
Is that a day game tomorrow? I'm starting to.
Yeah, yeah. 1:11 Eastern.
What's the over under?
9.
I might take the over there. Day game, a little nicer weather there too. Blah pitchers. I'm probably gonna have a small play on the over.
All right. So I lost with Seattle tonight. In Minnesota, now they're in Chicago tomorrow. Not the best scheduling spot for these guys. And a day game at that, George. 4:11 Eastern time. Matt Brash on the Hill, plus 112 against Velasquez, minus 132, total 9.
I'm thinking the same thing here, another over. Once again, tomorrow's going to be the day for the fifth starters for a lot of teams, day 5 of the season. So it's going to be, I think, a lot of high-scoring games tomorrow, especially these day games in these cities. It's a 4:11 start, not perfect, but still, I think I might go, which would be 3:11 in Chicago. So I think I'm probably going to go a little play on the over here, too. I think tomorrow's going to be higher scoring than today was.
Yeah, you know what, though? This next game, I'm not sure there'll be that many runs. Guardians and Reds. Bieber versus Male. Guardians minus 122. Total is 8. And I tell you know I feel strongly about betting against the Guardians this year, at least that win total, but they could win this game.
Bieber, I mean, Male is a good pitcher for Cincinnati. They're playing in a band box in Cleveland. What, they scored 27 runs the last two games? My God. I didn't know they scored 27 runs in a month. So good for them beating up on some teams here. But this should be a lower scoring game, probably leaving this one alone.
Cubs, you got Smiley and Quintana. Cubs at the Pirates. Cubs small road favorites, minus 112. Total is 9 there. Oakland Athletics in Tampa once again. And we got Romero on the Hill, minus 220 for the Rays. Total 8.5. Mets, McGill. Against Zach Wheeler. Wheeler and the Phillies, minus 166, total 8.5. And here we go, George Kikuchi. Kikuchi, of course, goes for the Blue Jays. The total's 9.5, George. Gets Cortez.
I said, this smells to me like a lot of run. You took a two soft throwing left hand.
You're right. After a 3-0 game tonight, both offenses right. Should be ready to break loose
this
tomorrow.
This smells like an 8-6 game, something like that, where they just crush it. They just crush this over. There's no way I don't see the Cortez. I don't know. I assume you've seen Cortez. He's that kind of guy who just throws from any angle, any pitch to try and get guy. He's trying to fool you. He knows he can't blow it by you, so he's just trying to fool you. So I think the Jays crush him tomorrow. I think the Yankees have beaten up Kikuchi in the past when he was at Seattle. So I think this is going to be a higher scoring game. I'm going to have a much bigger play on the. It might be my favorite play of the day so far. The over on this game.
You know the Blue Jays are 9-2 their last 11 games at Yankee Stadium.
I do know that. They've been the Yankees bugaboos even more than the Rays of late here. And yes, I'm looking at that plus money on the Jays, and I'm thinking, you know what? I think it's going to be a high scoring game, but I think it's probably still the plays towards the Jays. Kikuchi, I think, is still better than Cortez.
And if they get into a track meet, if they get into a track meet slash slugfest, the Jays have a deeper lineup, too. They could put more runs on the board.
Absolutely. Jays are definitely deep in the lineup. The Yankees, come on. Yankees have a couple of automatic outs. And Higashioka, kind of Falafel. What is this guy? I can't even pronounce this guy. IKF. That Cashman just loves.
He said falafel? Hey, what the hell are you talking to me? Ordering a falafel now?
I could use it. Yeah. A little meal here at 2 a.m. I didn't need dinner, so hey, it's going to be a Cocoa Puffs night after this.
Really, huh? You got to figure something out in the late night hours. It's the life of a baseball fan, talk show host, late night pizza. All right, Miami Marlins and the Angels again. Listen, I danced with the Angels tonight. It doesn't mean I want to do it on a nightly basis, I'll tell you that. They're minus 168. Total is 9. I do agree with that Blue Jay Yankee pick to the over, 9.5. That catches my eye. And you said it's going to be nicer weather tomorrow, too, in the Bronx?
Yes.
Although the weather changes in the Bronx every 10 minutes, too. It's always gloomy in the Bronx. It's never sunny there, bro.
But generally, I think it's supposed to be, as far as what it's been here in New York lately, I mean, the weekend was cool. It's supposed to be in the about mid-60s, close to 70 during the day. It'll cool off in the, at night, of course. It'll get into the 50s, but still nicer than it was. So the Bull will travel a little further here. Either way, I think everybody on both teams are going to be flexing their muscles in this game. I wish there was an over-under how many home runs are going to be hitting this game. I would probably take that as well.
Well, I took Guerrero to hit a home run tonight. I didn't hit it. Last year, he played 10 games. He played in all 10 games at Yankee Stadium. He had 5 home runs in that ballpark. He had 5 of his 48 home runs at Yankee Stadium. So I took a shot. I guess I don't really have a choice but to go back to him tomorrow to hit a home run. So the Dodgers 1-2 on the season. They've had a day off now. They got Andrew Heaney on the hill here, -142, total 9.5 here against the Twins. Chris Archer, old school, goes for the Minnesota Twins. Kind of a short price for the Dodgers here, -142 at this price, George. Don't you just have to bet the Dodgers?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You can't trust Chris Archer here either, can you? You trust Archer against the Dodgers lineup?
Do you trust Heaney? I mean, this guy's home run central. Minnesota Twins can bomb. I'm also thinking of taking the over here. Dodgers in the over. I think there's going to be a lot of runs scored unless there's solo home runs. Heaney gives up home runs by the truckload here. It's a good place to hit home runs. I mean, Buxton's hitting bomb. And the Twins hit long home runs, by the way. But I'm sort of digging the – I'm going to have a lot of overs tomorrow. I just for some reason, I'm feeling today was such a low-scoring day. Tomorrow's going to make up for it.
Kansas City and St. Louis, Lynch and Hudson, -180 and 8.5 there. My Colorado Rockies. George hates the Rockies. You can hear the disdain when he talks about them. Nah, they suck. They're not. 10.5 total tomorrow. Cool and Perez should be some runs here. This Texas team could light it up, too.
They can. They can hit more than they can pitch, right? Perez versus Cool. This does once again. 10.5 is a little high, though.
That's what the odds makers know, though, bro.
But isn't this not even Globe, Globe Life, the old Texas ballpark? Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, this the new barbecue here in Texas, this ball does not travel well. It's at best, it's a neutral park, and I think it's more of a pitcher's park, so I'm not feeling 10.5.
What about Garcia and the Astros in Arizona against Bumgarner, +138. Astros -164, total is 9. I like to bet on underdogs or short favorites when I bet baseball. But this is one, and listen, I was on the D-backs in the season opener against San Diego. We kind of got lucky with the later comeback with Bumgarner on the hill in that one. Houston are one of these teams, I think, George, because people don't like Houston. They don't like betting on them, or they don't like talking about them and stuff, but they're just systematic, bro. They just win baseball games. That's all they do. And they're a hell of a lot better than Arizona, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Arizona's a bad team. Well, they played pretty well over the weekend. I think Zach Gallen was originally supposed to start this game, and now he's not. It's going to be Bumgarner. Gallen has a cut on his finger, so he'll be backed up a couple of days here. But I imagine Bumgarner gets pretty much beat up in this game. Garcia's a good, solid pitcher here. It's -164, a little higher than I like to go for here, but not terrible. So I can see myself going for Houston here. Probably depends on how my day is going at this point.
All right, I wanted to get some NHL stuff. I see Malkin. I thought it was an April Fool's joke, Kurtz. I'm not kidding. I saw it. I was like, is this for real? Malkin got suspended 4 games? He's getting suspended four games for a little love tap?
Love tap? He cross-checked him in the mouth.
Love tap.
Wow.
Love tap. We'll break this down on the other side. That's hockey. It's a hockey play.
SportsGrid.com.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, I didn't realize this is gonna you were gonna be so animated about this. I forgot you're the ref though, Kurtz, the referee in the rec league. Okay, now listen, Kurtz, I'm not stating that Malkin's not a jerk. And, yeah, he crossed the check the guy in the mouth, all right? He hit the guy in the mouth with a hockey stick.
He did. He's not the first guy to do it. And there's no intent to injure. And, you know what I mean? There's an intent to, like, knock your teeth out. But it's no, but it's not like a...
But if the intent
it's not like slew fighting.
You're trying to injure him.
You're not giving someone a concussion. You're not trying to slew foot someone. You're not ending anyone's career. It's like someone hits you in the face with a hockey stick. It knocks you in the mouth. You drop the gloves, and you kill the guy after. Like, in the old days, like, this stuff happens. Like, and Austin Matthews cross-checked someone in the face. He got 2 games. I said at the time.
Matthews did not cross-check him in the face.
Where did he cross-check him? Yeah, where did he cross-check him? No, no, he got him in the, he got him in the throat.
Watch the video, Gabe. I'm watching
it. He got him in the throat.
No, you're wrong. Side of the head, right by the ear. That's right. I'm watching the video now. You can down. Feel free.
But listen. I'll rewatch it right now, and I want to watch the Malkin thing right now again too. Everybody makes
dead in the mouth. The guy.
No, well, why not give him 40 games? Why everything's got to be the biggest deal in the world? It's hockey. Like, dear God, a hockey player lost his teeth.
Right,
oh my God, a hockey player lost his teeth. So what? That's hockey.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
There's no...
Like, did you watch hockey before, George?
You
like, seriously,
okay,
you think...
okay, then I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God forbid. I don't know, man. Like, dude, I played hockey. I see a hell of a lot worse than this. My team did a hell of a lot worse than this. I had kids that put brass knuckles in their gloves. Teeth got knocked out. Oh, boo-hoo, I lost my tooth. You're a hockey player. How many teeth did Bobby Clark have, George? Where were Bobby Clark's teeth?
What does that
he didn't mean? Have any. Because he was a hockey player. He didn't care about his teeth. You want to care about your teeth? Be a dentist. Go be a hockey player. Ooh, I lost my teeth. Who cares?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.